BlogTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Loud noises!
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
Are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
The Omega!
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
Basically, the biggest story of my career, launching me to a level I've never known before.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
WTR Sunday night.
And that's it. Now let's do this.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We've got kind of a normal show tonight. We're not previewing a pay-per-view. We are not reviewing a pay-per-view. We're just going to kind of chat wrestling. And one of the most unexpected news topics I think we've ever discussed. I don't think I'm exaggerating that.
Perhaps.
No. We'll see.
We will see. So I don't feel like wasting time tonight. Let's get on with it. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have one Sir Rockin.
I'm here. I'm multitasking. Let's do this.
Aren't you always?
Yes, but I'm covering a show because I have to review it. So I'm multitasking.
Ah, right. Right. Okay. So I guess that means it's going to be down to us. We also have one Keishi Matsunaga.
I am not multitasking because I don't have to cover a show, so I will finish it later.
There you go. You have priorities.
Wow, I also have privileges that nobody wants to hear me cover that other show, so there's that.
Ah, right. And, of course, we have the one man who has no priorities whatsoever in his life, the one and only Tim Stein.
Well, I am tasked with staying awake. It was a very long day on the job site. I am building a fence. Not right now.
Yeah, I think I would have heard more hammering.
But I've got like 3 days to complete it, and it's a 7-day job. So wish me luck. I'll be running back and forth between doing the webcast and putting fence boards up.
You can do it. I believe in you.
You just put the water boy into my head.
I'll take it.
You can do it all night long. Anyway.
If you got to work through the night to get the fence done, Tim, then, sacrifices must be made.
Yes, I have sacrificed clean clothes.
Clean clothes are overrated.
They are when you're building a fence. This is not a standard, normal, everyday fence, Matt, team chat, giving me grief. This is a custom job, and it's going to take more than twice as long as a regular fence, just because of what the customer wants. And you always do what the customer wants, because they pay you for it. So, That's pretty much all I got to say about that. Officially, good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night, a kick around version edition of the webcast. I cannot guarantee that we're going to be on for very long at all because, yeah, sure. Looking at the rundown sheet, the last topic was my suggestion, but I didn't have any time to do anything about it. So hopefully you've got an idea or two. let's just kick it off with a couple of quick hits.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel answers rapid fire questions. Step up to the plate for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
New Japan and WWE working together?
What?
No.
What are you talking about?
I mean, only one con can work with New Japan at a time.
Well, apparently not.
But if it were to happen, what is one dream fantasy match you want to see take place, Omega?
Just one?
Just one.
Oh, God damn it.
Omega, you can add a second one for me because I don't know what's going on with New Japan lately.
I mean, all you have to do is come up with someone who's really good at New Japan and then pick who they'd wrestle in WWE.
Okay, so who's really good in New Japan? You know what? Tell me answer that afterwards. You go first.
I'm going to give you one, and then we'll go around, and everyone gets to say one, and I'm just going to ramble off.
Oh, cool. You're taking charge.
I figure I might have to on this topic.
Because it's New Japan.
Because it's New Japan, yes. If I was going to see one, and just one, it'd be like the biggest parallel I think they have. I don't think it'd be the best possible match we would get, but I think as far as just like star power and just East meets West match, I think it is like the top match you could possibly book, and that is John Cena versus Hiroshi Tanahashi.
What? Not Okada versus Corbin?
What? Corbin?
What? No, that's not what they're going with. No, Corbin's not the guy.
No,
but
I mean he's a guy.
But think about all the dream matches King Corbin could have with all them. No,
No, those would be nightmares, and they'd be nightmares because those of us who actually watch this stuff would wind up having to suffer through another Baron Corbin match.
So we heard Omega, Keishi.
I want to see Shingo Takagi wrestle Daniel Bryan.
But Daniel Bryan's not a WWE guy anymore.
Oh, he
isn't he though? Isn't he?
From what they say,
for the sake of this and me wanting to see it, I'm going to pretend that he is.
And the whole basis around coming up with this deal was them trying to keep Daniel Bryan so he can do all his matches and stay in WWE. So Tim, you heard some suggestions. What's yours?
Who was your New Japan wrestler, Keishi?
Shingo Takagi.
Omega?
Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Tanahashi versus AJ Styles.
Pretty sure that exists.
That probably does, but I'd like to see it.
That was the thing I was coming up with. Like, wait a minute. I have to exclude everyone in WWE who used to lead the Bullet Club. Also, those matches and Nakamura. Yeah, because those matches are definitely out there. For the same reason, I can't book Seth Rollins versus Jon Moxley.
But it would be for the IWGP US title. I mean, it could happen. I mean, Forbidden Doors, they're open, right? Everyone can work with everyone. No.
No.
Okay. So, what are your other dream matches, Omega?
There's three others I wrote down. And Keishi knows enough New Japan. You let me know what these sound like, right?
Yeah.
All right. Kota Ibushi versus Johnny Gargano.
Ooh, yes. Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Kazuchika Okada versus Adam Cole.
Also, yeah, that would be, well, I mean, as long as it's NXT Adam Cole, banger.
And I had Daniel Bryan too, but I had him against Will Ospreay.
Obviously that match will be good, but like when I was thinking of things, I was thinking of like Japanese New Japan wrestlers. So, but I mean, yeah, Ospreay versus anybody would be a good match. Well, not everybody, but you know what I mean.
Still yeah. Lacking Corbin matches. Come on now.
Baron Corbin yes. Could wrestle. What's that guy? The guy who's the leader of the Bread Club. Why can't I remember his name?
You say that, Keishi, and because we're in Calgary and the World Championships are going on right now, I'm thinking Andrew Mangiapane.
No, this is a wrestler.
I know. He's the Calgary Flames hockey player whose last name literally translates from Italian to eat bread. So his name is Andrew Eat Bread, which leads to some ridiculous memes every time he scores.
Anyway, do you think this deal will actually happen where they work together?
No.
Why not?
Because that would require the WWE to let New Japan talent go over on their wrestlers and not. They won't want to do that because then how else would they be able to throw video on the internet of their wrestlers beating wrestlers from other companies 6 years ago?
There is a point there.
I just don't think, like, yeah, because, you know, WWE always touts as, like, you know, they are the biggest, the baddest, the greatest wrestling company ever. And the, like, it would basically be like the ROH New Japan show at Madison Square Garden, but worse.
That was a train wreck.
Yeah, but worse.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't want to let any of the New Japan guys, like, go over on any of the WWE guys, especially because it would obviously be, like, especially any champion versus champion match,
mm-hmm.
unless it's, like, you know, the never open weight title or, you know, ones that WWE doesn't see as a threat against their guys. But, like, the IWGP heavyweight title versus whichever WWE, you know, the Universal or the WWE championship, they're not going to want to let the New Japan champion go over, period. So I don't think it's going to work because I don't think WWE will want to play ball in the way that they should.
Anyone else?
It's going to be a money thing to WWE. If they see enough star power that they can actually bank on, I think they'd be willing to do it even if their guys take losses. Because it's WWE. Wins and losses don't matter, right?
Well, let me throw this out to you. Vince is not in charge of this. Triple H is. Now what happens?
Honestly, then I do think it happens because I think Triple H would see money there. If only for like a one night spectacle, he would see it.
I think Triple H understands better today than Vince does anymore.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Everything we see Vince touch nowadays is outdated. There's a difference between old school and outdated. I believe very strongly in old school. A lot of the matches happening today, I do enjoy. A lot of the wrestlers today, I do enjoy. But give me an old school match 5 days out of seven. But I don't want something outdated. So, yeah, if this were to fly, I would only pay any attention to it if Triple H was running the show.
That's fair. Also, going back to the fantasy matches, I figured out who I would want Baron Corbin to face, and that is Minoru Suzuki.
Okay, Omega is enjoying that matchup, and I'd like to find out why.
It's called Strong Style.
It's called Super Strong Style.
Yeah, it's a match where Baron Corbin legitimately gets a shit beaten out of him.
Legit.
Yeah.
That works.
All right, so that's New Japan and WWE.
Well, wait, I've got just one question.
What?
Keishi or Omega, would you match up Aleister Black against somebody from New Japan? And if so, who?
Ooh, yes. So many people.
Your top pick.
I mean, if we're going dark and dark, my thought would have been Evil.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that your top pick, Keishi?
I would also let Aleister Black wrestle Minoru Suzuki. Not because I want to see Aleister Black get the crap kicked out of him, but that would be just a match of those two kicking the crap out of each other.
Black versus Suzuki. Now, I am familiar with Suzuki, and I would like to see, what you're saying, Keishi.
Yeah, that would be just a train wreck, but in the best way.
The good kind of train wreck.
The good kind of train wreck.
Yeah, two guys in that ring ready just to literally kick the living shit out of each other just to please the fans.
Yeah.
And here's the caveat. The style of wrestling is New Japan, not WWE.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, WWE has a distinctive style that doesn't really sit too well with purists sometimes. That's all I'm saying. What up next?
All right. 25 years ago this week, Kevin Nash walked on to Monday Nitro to back up Scott Hall. The Outsiders invade. Point is, who is your favorite member of the NWO, Casey?
Are we talking like greater NWO or just like the original?
Any?
Probably Savage, because it's Savage.
Okay.
I'm also going to throw out honorable mention to Scott Norton, because I liked watching him beat the crap out of people.
Oh my God.
It's an amusing thing to think about, because who wasn't in the NWO?
Can we include WWE NWO?
Sure.
Not that I'm going to change my answer. It's nice to know that I could have chose Booker T.
You could have chosen Shawn Michaels, technically.
Also, Tim's answer is Vincent, just so we're all aware.
I mean, it's one of the longest running members, right?
Mm-hmm.
To interject, Rock, that's not true.
He's not going to say it now, but that's what his answer was.
No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No.
All right. But Omega.
No, my answer kind of ties into what Omega was saying.
for me, I'm gonna say Scott Hall.
Okay, Tim.
The 2,651st member to join.
Which was who?
I don't know.
I believe the answer is Horace. Horace Hogan is what we're looking for.
Yeah. No. I'm going with Omega. It is Scott Hall, because one thing that I absolutely enjoyed every time he came out was the poll. Survey says,
yep,
one more for the good guys. Just the way he did it, and everybody's booing the shit out of NWO. And he just takes that as an NWO win every single fucking time.
Yep, it was a good bit.
Very enjoyable.
All right, Tim, what was the best match you've seen this week?
I am trying to think about that. I watched SmackDown, and for the life of me, the entire show is just blanked right out. I've had a very busy week. I didn't get a chance to watch Raw this week.
Okay. Omega, what was the best match you've seen this week?
You're not going to get much of a better answer. I've had no chance to watch pro wrestling this week. My TV has not been turned on all week for the same reasons. I have two different toy stores to manage, plus my YouTube channel, plus a million other things that are going on in life right now. I have not had the time for any visual entertainment, let alone wrestling.
It still blows my mind that you're managing toy stores.
Yeah, funny how that worked.
And I just to put it out there, I'm not saying that it's blowing my mind that you're actually working or that you're in a position of authority, but that you got hired to work in a goddamn toy store. Omega in a toy store.
You're surprised they even let me have a key to the place, right?
Well, no, I'm just wondering how many wet wipes have you gone through in a week?
Wet wipes?
I'll let you think about that.
All right, I'm just moving on. Casey, what was the best match you've seen? Because I know you've seen wrestling this week.
Yeah.
I'm just moving on.
I enjoyed Xavier Woods versus Matt Riddle on Raw. I thought that was a pretty good match. It was nice to see Xavier Woods wrestle a little bit different than what he's used to.
That was a really good match.
Yeah. I also...
looking forward to him and Randy.
As of like an hour and a half ago-ish, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
I also enjoyed Adam Page versus Brian Cage. That's all I'm going to say about it, because spoilers.
There was one spot that annoyed me.
if you kind of look at the over-under of the match, I thought it was really good.
It was a good match.
Yeah.
I just didn't like a move being used as a transition move when it's a finish. And...
I'm with you.
Also, Street Profits versus Usos was fantastic.
Yes, that one was really good too.
It was fantastic on SmackDown.
They
gave that a lot of time.
Now you're jogging my memory a bit.
So, did anyone do research on Tim's topic, or should we save Tim's topic?
I have one, but if we want to save it for next week, we could.
Well, we should save it so Tim can actually prepare his topic, because it's, you know, his topic. So, we'll move on to the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, won't be breaking new.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Lana versus Medusa. Oh my god.
Medusa.
Keishi.
Medusa.
Tim.
Yeah, without even analyzing this, it's Medusa.
Tessa Blanchard, Vicky Guerrero. Keishi.
I love how Medusa went up there even before I finished talking.
Yep.
I'm going to give it to Vicky because of the entertainment factor, not because she's a better wrestler.
Well, this isn't the best, the all-time greatest female wrestler.
That's why I chose Vicky.
Atta girl.
Tim.
Vicky.
Omega.
Yeah, for character work, Vicky.
Okay. Next, Mae Young and Bull Nakano. Tim.
Mae Young.
Keishi.
Yeah, Mae Young.
Omega.
Giving birth to a hand and slapping Bull down.
Jacqueline. Riho. Omega.
It was actually Jacqueline, because it's listed Jackie here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. It's weird because Riho is one of those Japanese girls that was wrestling when she was like 9. So she's actually been around a lot longer she's been around like a shockingly long time. I'm giving to Jacqueline.
All right. Keishi.
Jacqueline, because she scares me more.
Tim.
Jacqueline.
Okay. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Maurice. Keishi.
I'm going to give it to Britt Baker.
Oh, my God.
Britt Baker.
Tim.
Oh, I was giving it to Maurice because she was a more entertaining character during her time. Not that it matters now, but...
Never saw Maurice go through thumbtacks.
Again, it's about characters, not moves.
Shotzi Blackheart, AJ Lee. Tim.
Oh, shit. AJ Lee had a great, great, great character. Like Shotzi, but AJ...
Oh my god.
Yeah. Shotzi is fantastic, but AJ, I think, is where we started to see that women were picking up their game a lot.
Keishi.
Shotzi will get there, but for now it's AJ.
Okay. Mia Yim, Paige. Keishi.
Paige.
Oh my god.
Paige.
Tim.
The tragically cut short career of Paige.
Beth Phoenix and Major Guns. Tim.
Well, if it was just on looks, it'd be Major Guns, but Beth Phoenix, definitely. Omega. The Glamazon.
Omega.
Mrs. Copeland.
Keishi.
Beth Phoenix.
Okay. Nice pull.
Stacy Keibler. Melina. Omega.
Tracing her back to WCW, let's go with Keibler.
Keishi.
I'm picking Melina.
Tim. Ooh,
Melina was better in Total Recall. Stacy Keibler.
Christy Hemme. Becky Lynch.
Boo!
Tim.
God damn it, I should shut up.
You know how this works.
Yes, I know. For the time that she was doing what she was doing, Christy Hemme was way up there. But just because of everything that they scripted her doing and the way she pulled it off, I'm going with Becky.
Keishi.
Becky.
Omega.
Can't even blame scripting. The entire crowd was demanding you do something with Becky before she took off as the man. Becky Lynch.
Lita and Gail Kim. Omega.
Fuck.
See, here's the conundrum with this one. If it was the best female wrestler, you'd have the same fucking problem.
See, the thing is, I also, for this, you also had to account for TNA, where Gail Kim was like the entire division for years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fucking Lita. God damn it.
This is a killer.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way, like someone is going to get left behind that does not deserve to be left behind.
Okay.
And it's only going to get worse.
Somebody going to toss a coin in chat.
What's your pick, Omega?
I will give an edge with character work and say Lita.
Keishi.
Yeah, I'm going to lean towards Lita.
Tim.
Yeah, this is why I piped up. This is a really, really, really difficult one, but at the end of the day, Lita edges Gail Kim. only because we're talking characters, which is personality as opposed to ability and in-ring work.
Yeah, but yeah, can't. I mean, big honorable mention to Gail Kim in TNA. Oh, yeah,
absolutely. She
did, yeah, because yep. Like you say, like damn near carried that division.
I mean, not even damn near. Like
she was that division.
Yeah, like how I keep saying, like Becky, like we have Bayley and WWE carrying every women's division she's in.
Yeah,
no, Gail Kim carrying an entire company's women's division.
Yep. Yeah. Whereas her matches with Trish, Lita basically pulled off the what in hindsight could be considered the precursor to the current WWE women's division, because she got in that ring, she gave it her all, and she wasn't just farting around and doing the lingerie show. She was putting her body parts on the line wrestling. I mean, everybody remembers that dive she took out of the ring and nearly snapped her neck in half.
Well, oh, for sure.
Still finished that match.
Mm-hmm. And when, I mean, how good would a program between those two have been not in WWE?
Or even WWE, but today.
Yeah.
Take them out of 2002.
I just say not WWE because they didn't seem to really ever want to do anything with Gail Kim ever.
Yeah, so.
And finally, Candice Michelle and Wendi Richter. Casey.
Damn. Wendi Richter.
Oh my god.
Wendi Richter.
Tim.
Yeah, Wendi Richter.
And there you go. There's a few of them. That was pretty good. Good stuff.
Oh, I see a round two matchup coming up that's really going to be difficult.
That's why I saved it for more content later.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But MCL, more content leader.
There you go.
That was medial collateral or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm looking at the bracket.
Oh, you saw it. Did you see what I'm talking about?
We did this to ourselves.
Yeah, I'm keeping it to myself.
That's the good plan. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we wrap it up? All right, good stuff.
I got nothing.
All right.
Yeah, nope, not really. Nothing that can't be included in plugs.
There you go. All right. That's it, Tim.
Well, shit. Thanks for joining us for a rather abbreviated edition of WTR Sunday Night. Everybody, blame me for the brevity of the show because I've just been working my ass off. And, of course, this thing rocked through at me Friday night. So... I didn't really have a whole bunch. It's not like I took the whole week to do nothing. So, but that being said, we will be back next Sunday night at 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain to, we're going to talk about wrestling, aren't we, Rock?
Maybe.
Or we'll talk about chairs. What? Never mind. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about that later. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the post show.
It is the Raw Potion live every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern.
Absolutely. And, of course, Thursday night.
Wait.
What?
We have a show Tuesday.
You do a show on Tuesday?
Well, this week we're doing a show Tuesday.
Are you doing a show this Tuesday?
I'm doing a show
what?
This Tuesday.
What? Tell us about it.
Well, it's Cibrio Not So Live. Live. So we cover AEW Double or Nothing live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 Pacific. At twitch.tv/WTRLive.
Now, can I do Thursday?
Yeah.
All right, Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack radio show with your host, Lindsay Ward.
We'll have news, NXT, and a discussion of some sort. It's The Rack Thursday night. It's 10 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, you guys got a Rack extra this week?
Thinking. No.
Okay. So in that case, why don't you go play Fortnite with friends all week?
We do Saturday nights, Fortnite with friends, before CB Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. Saturday night? Did you know that midnight Eastern, or as close as it gets to it, it's another edition of CB Radio?
CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com.
Yeah, and of course, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern next Sunday night. Will be another edition of WTR Sunday Night Rest Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. Don't forget the social medias. You can follow Wild Talk Radio and Wrestle Talk Radio on Facebook, for example, Rock.
Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night, which is Twitter.com/WTR Sunday and Twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio.
I was going to get there. But yeah, speaking about Twitter.com, follow me at Flames Forums, because there's really no reason not to. I've got a whole bunch of other Twitters. We're not going to worry about that right now. We'll talk about that some other time, because I don't want to be the guy who upstages Omega and all of his social internet interactions.
I mean, you just need to sign up for as many platforms as possible, Tim. That's what happened to me.
Yeah, but that means I have to come up with content.
Yeah, that's the trick, isn't it?
Well, you can ask Rock. I'm notorious for not providing content.
Yep.
I'm notorious for talking about things and come up with great ideas. And then it's almost like I have ADD. And, oh, look, there's a new TV show coming on. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so to see what content I am throwing out on the internet, you can check it at a few different places. If you want to check me out on Facebook or Instagram, follow The Plastic Addict. Everywhere else, find me as TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel. That is the website, TJOmega.net. That is twitch.tv/TJOmega. Like I said before, I'm keeping busy.
Just don't forget to take a breath.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no, like, keep it, like, in and out, in and out. Just don't breathe in and then hold it.
Oh, God. Jeez, why did they tell me these things sooner?
Well, you didn't ask. Probably because you were busy holding your breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be. Hey, Keishi.
Yo.
Do you post shit on Twitter?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
sometimes.
Now, before you plug yourself, I want to... When we're done, I want to go on to Twitter and I want to see a tweet from you. One word. I just want you to tweet shit.
But why that word?
Because that way I wind up being like more honest than honest, because I say that you tweet shit.
Oh,
see what I did there?
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you just like wrestle for YouTube or something? Go on.
All right. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Kyle Driver. You can occasionally also find me posting things on Instagram at the same tag, at Kyle Driver. If you want to watch the good or possibly bad, depending on your perspective, train wreck that is me wrestling, you can check me out at the Clandestine Society on the Backbreaker Radio or Backbreaker Media Network on YouTube. Also, Real Canadian Wrestling up here in Alberta, Canada at RCW Online on YouTube.
There you go. And I do believe that we're done for this week, guys. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Night.